Well, when it comes to the property crime wave that has gripped our entire region, is nothing sacred? Well, now I think I can literally say no, because it's hit a church down in Renton. Renton Bible Church is one of the many recent victims of the property crime problem. And the pastor there, Dan Gannon, he joins us here on Cairo Radio. Pastor, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me what happened when your church got hit here.
Well, Tuesday morning, our guys came into work, all volunteers. They work Tuesday through Saturday. Our guys came into work, and they entered our work van that we're storing all of our materials in, all of our supplies, mainly our power tools, and noticed that someone had come in and taken everything.
And how did they get into the place where the tools were?
Yeah, we didn't notice it until the police officer came and pointed out to us that they had actually drilled out the lock on a door on the side of this trailer. Actually, we don't even use the door, but the criminals were able to do so.
So they came equipped with a drill to drill out the lock to get inside. I mean, it shows so much forethought, of course, and that they're well equipped to even steal more stuff, it sounds like.
Well, and they also came equipped, because it's all surrounded by a cyclone fence, so they came equipped with tools to remove the clamps to break into the fence in the first place.
How much did they get? What was inside there, the shed?
They got about $5,000 to $6,000 worth of power tools, most of our nail guns, drills, circular saws, our chop saw. Basically, most of our equipment that was inside was actually inside the trailer, and they got it all.
And what do you use all those tools for? I mean, you sound very well equipped for a church with all of those tools there.
Yeah, well, we're actually doing a huge expansion, building a huge sanctuary, and so it's a very large project. So we're doing it all by volunteer. It's a volunteer led project. We have a guy who has just retired from selling construction, who is gracious enough to say he will work with volunteers to build this church. So we're actually right now in the process. We've got it all roofed and framed and up. We're putting siding on at the moment.
And it's my friend and colleague here, Greg Tomlin. He's the one who tipped me off to this story. And I understand Greg's father-in-law actually lost some of the tools in this robbery.
Yeah, he was one of the two who lost the most tools, and you know, it's a great story. He's one of our guys who works a full-time job in construction, and then when he gets off in the afternoon, he comes and spends another 3 or 4 hours working at our church to build this project.
Pastor, this brings tears to my eyes on so many levels. I mean, I say often that the focal points and the gathering places for us to build community are our schools and our churches. And, I mean, what you are describing with this volunteer effort, it's beautiful to hear what the people of your church are doing, and then to hear how this, you know, horrible property crime wave has intruded on it. It is just absolutely heartbreaking to contemplate when you have so many good people who are part of this project.
Yeah, and really that's what kind of adds insult to injury, because these folks are donating their own time and their own tools. You know, it'd be one thing if it were the church's tools that had been stolen, and if it was, it would have been covered by insurance, by our insurance. But, you know, here they are donating all this time, and then they have their tools stolen. It's kind of sad. And honestly, in my 16 years here, we've had a number of break-ins, but never have we had such a significant loss.
You're a man of God. Give me your thoughts on the people who did this.
Well, you know, my thoughts are, and it's kind of an irony, because part of the point of being a church here in this neighborhood is to bring hope and freedom from addictions to the people in our community. And obviously, I mean, you know, chances are, those who perpetrated this crime are doing so to feed a habit, an addiction. and the very kind of addiction that we want to see them set free from.
But you haven't reached their hearts yet, the people who broke in.
No, you know, people have to also have a responsibility to respond. There's, you know, I'm amazed. There's so much help that is available out there, but they actually have to make the choice to respond. In fact, it's ironic. The very morning we found this loss, we were hosting Vision House, which is a local nonprofit that helps people get out of homelessness. They were here that same morning, and they're the kinds of groups that can help folks if people will reach out and take advantage of the help.
So I asked you for your perspective on them as a man of God. What about as a man? I mean, because I'd be so angry. I'd be bitter. I know that I would let the worst part of me come out if I was victimized like you folks have been.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I have a healthy, well-developed sense of justice, and when people do things like this, you know, my first feeling, and I could tell when our volunteer contractor walked in, you know, on his face, the look was just discouragement. It's just discouraging to see people take your stuff or damage your things. But, you know, really quickly, yeah, our discouragement has turned to encouragement, because I'll tell you, throughout this project, over and over again, God has shown himself faithful, and he takes evil things. In fact, Greg Tomlin passed along to me Genesis 50:20, that what people intend for evil, God takes and uses for good.
Man, I love that. I love that. So you've let go of all the anger?
No, yeah, we're not really angry.
Okay.
What we've let go of is the discouragement, because it's changed to encouragement as we've seen the way the community has responded to this.
Yeah, and if people want to help out, they can just contact Renton Bible Church. So if and when they ever catch these guys, and sadly the catch rate is really low, our region has the worst property crime now of any major city in the United States. The catch rate's very low. But if and when they catch these guys, what would you want to see happen to them?
Well, I certainly think justice is a good thing, but hopefully it can lead to them getting some help.
Yeah. Okay. Pastor, I am sorry for what's happened to your church, but I'm buoyed by your words, and I think that I need to work better on finding my better self, too, when I hear stories like this.
Well, I appreciate your words of encouragement, and if anyone wants to learn more about our project, they can visit www.RentonBibleChurch.org.
Okay, RentonBibleChurch.org. Pastor Dan Gannon, I appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for coming on with me, sir.
Thank you so much, Dory.
Okay, go check them out, RentonBibleChurch.org, and if you want to help them out in the wake of this crime, you certainly can reach out via their website there. And I'd love to hear what you think. You can text me. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.